winecellarmedia.com, paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam, patreon.com/thewinecellarmediafund. People, again, like, shout out to the motherfuckers, man, out there hitting up the PayPal and the Patreon. Like, I tell you what, come this here June, Phoenix Collider is doing this full time. Shit's been fucked up this week. We crashed the car, and then I had to take a Ubu to work, as the Migus would say. They don't call it Uber, they call it Ubu. Check that old episode. And I put my smart device in my coat pocket instead of my pants pocket, so I slipped. I blame myself heavily, even though another black man stole from me, because he kept it and he hung up on us when we tried to contact him. And so another black man was my Uber driver, and he stole my smart device. And because he could have fucking held on to it, contact the nigga back, mm-hmm. you know, contact Uber, you know, his right. employer. Right. But, you know, niggas is grimy. It's like, all right, grimy ass nigga. And so I'm waiting for another smart device, which, and that shit really puts me behind, because while I'm at work doing those 8 and 12 hour shifts, like, when I'm on break, I'm doing show prep, mm-hmm. so that when I get off work, we can get straight to the mic and do sound check and clock on and do the podcast. So, waiting for another smart device to show up in the mail, maybe Tuesday. It's a big old maybe. I have high doubts, never high hopes. Don't ever have high hopes. If you have high doubts, you'll be right most of the time. All right, now...
Pessimism wins the day, ladies and gentlemen. Pessimism wins the day.
Yeah. Dang, why do you think we have such a long line of I told you so's?
We assume, do.
Yeah, we assume do. The worst, fuckface. Goddamn,
And I'm still mad about that Uber driver, too, because it was... I was getting heated looking at the iPhone thing, you know, the where is my iPhone, because I know exactly where that person lives. It's, like, right down the street from Oldest Child's High School. Like, I know exactly where the fuck it is.
Ah.
Yeah.
That nigga's just grimy. Yep. And also, because Uber, I'm logged into Uber through my cellular telephone number, I can't log into my Uber account so I can tell Uber if this is the exact guy who stole it. This is the employee who stole it.
Right.
Because then Uber charges you $15 to have it delivered.
Which is fine. I'll pay the $15.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll go out there and get it. I know where dude stays. I'll go get it.
Yeah.
Or, like, I'll meet you at the McDonald's that's over there, or the Dunkin' Donuts that's over there. I'll meet you in a public place. Just give me my shit. Which, I know it's your phone, but it's my phone because I bought it.
Yeah, you bought it. It is phone. Yours. I just use it. Yeah, man, that's why we fucking can't have community. Because niggas love to steal from niggas. Like, that's, like, black people love to fucking try to get over on another black person. You ever try to run a fucking black-owned business? First people come in wanting to hook up is black people.
Yeah.
Especially, well, black men. Like, the podcast is funded by, like, 3 black men, and everybody else is black women and white women.
Yep. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, we are a black-owned business, and 80% of our, 80% of our patrons are white women.
Yeah.
About 15% are black women, and the rest, you know, it's just, like...
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll throw out hard numbers, like, every once in a, like, a couple times a month, like, you look on the PayPal, and it's like, black woman dropped $50.
Yep.
Like, that's investment. Like, that's to somebody who believes in what the fuck is happening here. Yep. You know, look on the PayPal, black woman dropped $75. You know, so I'm not gonna fucking not mention black women coming through on the program. Mm-hmm. And it's like, your homeboy from Twitter, he comes through.
Yeah.
I see the Lawns for Less. Like, shout out to Lawns for Less if you're out in Texas, right, Texas?
Texas, yeah.
If you're out in Texas, yo, fucking go to Lawns for Less and don't ask them niggas for a discount. They have a price because they need revenue.
Yeah, also, definitely, if anybody could do your shit, it's that fucking guy, because he's, you know, I talked to him on Twitter, his fucking pipes are broken because it's so cold in Texas, because climate change doesn't exist, that the fucking pipes froze. And the house, he's like, this thing out here fucking fixing pipes and shit. I don't know how the fuck to do that. So I'm going to assume somebody who's that handy around a house can probably get your fucking lawn looking right. So hit a nigga up.
Yep, go to Lawns for Less. if you're in Texas. Also, if you're in Texas, go to the Jazzy Pup and get your fucking dog groomed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Raymond Loco. Raymond Loco been on the podcast way back. And, yeah, man, Raymond Loco has his own business grooming dogs now.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Jazzy Pup and Lawns for Less, if yes. you're in Texas, go spend your money with them neckers. What the fuck is going on? Something else I think is responsible to do, because you have so many new people checking out the program from the Twitter.
Yes.
Is that when we make one of our inside jokes, we need to give context for that now.
Yeah, we need to get better at that. We do need to get better at that.
Like, and actually, when we can point to, like, because we typically remember what episode the joke came from. So we could point them to that and be like, you can always go back here, and that's where we got it. And it's probably a dope past episode to listen to.
Yes. Yes, which is fine. Because, you know, I'm running into this thing on Twitter where people, you know, because we appreciate y'all who retweet the podcast and that. And now new folks are like, oh, what is this? I want to listen. Recommend an episode to me. And it's like, I kind of want to explain what you're getting into before you click an episode, right? I was like, yeah, we niggas, we talk nigga shit. We're also news nerds. We're also, I guess, SJWs, if you will. Progressives, lefties.
Hard left.
Like, hard left. Yeah, like, and that's, and you know, that's the thing, is if you read my profile on Twitter, it says hood progressive, and it says that for a reason. Like,
yeah.
We say nigga a lot, we cuss a lot, and we're also really fucking left, so just take that as you will.
And then every once in a while, like, we'll be like, news and comment, nah, let's make fun of this song for the whole episode.
We do that sometimes. We don't, but we never mean to. It's that we get so involved in the fucking tangents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or sometimes we'll just fucking make fun of another content creator for the bulk of the episode. John Pennyman has been great. I think the word is fodder.
Yes.
It's been great fodder. Like, tell you, go back and check out the episode called Schrodinger's Victim. It's fucking hilarious, man.
That shit was funny.
Yeah.
That was a good episode.
So yeah, man, when we mention shit, we gotta fucking point you folks back to, like, where we got that
right
thing. And what up,
because that's the thing, is if you're just checking us out now, we have, like, we've been doing this for a couple years, there's like 600 episodes. Like, there's a lot that has gone on in the last like 2-3 years.
But also, no, they don't all sound like this. Like, there's gonna be a point in 2016 where you're going back and it's straight blog talk telephone audio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not like these new high definition episodes. These are only like a little over a year old. So, yeah. Like, you're going to go back and you're going to hear that blog talk shit. And when you go back far enough, you're going to hear Lisa Loco was regular. Fallon Matthew, FallonKitty.com.
Yeah,
fairly regularly. You'll go back far enough. Rape apologist LaChris DeGreco used to call into the program. You go back far enough, Venus Kalita wasn't even on the program.
Right.
It was just me yelling about the NSA and cops to myself in a room.
Funny. I think I've come full circle, because I spent the majority of my Twitter time today arguing about the new surveillance bill that everybody passed. Ooh. Everybody passed. That was a bipartisan effort.
Wait, Pat, Congress and Senate?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to check Bernie Sanders' vote on it.
We do have to check Bernie Sanders. Yeah, Trump's going to sign it like next week.
Next.
So basically keeping the Obama era shit in. Like, we need it.
Because I'll critique Sanders.
Yeah. Well, we have critiqued Sanders. I think that's a thing, is that a lot of people get tied into this partisan shit and they're like, you're Bernie bros, you don't understand. And it's like, but we critique people that we like. Like, I know a lot of y'all fucking can't get enough of Kamala Harris. And you're like, you just don't like Kamala because you're a Bernie bro. No, I don't like Kamala because her politics are trash more often than not. You know what I'm saying? But even somebody I admire, I'll fucking critique them because I am not tied to a political party. I am not tied to a partisan side. So it's really easy for us to critique shit.
Yeah, yeah. Check out my 2015 shit. Like, matter of fact, when the Facebook, that feature that Facebook has, Facebook Memories, when that comes up again and I see my shit from 2015 where I was critiquing Sanders and other folks that were voting Sanders in the primary, like, I'll just repost that shit and link it up so that niggas could see that, like, I voted for him in the primary, but I also fucking critiqued him. Alright, what the fuck else is going on? He's black.
Niggas is black. I was looking for the, because I just forgot the fucking, that surveillance bill. I just forgot what you should be Googling.
Oh, yeah, and there's a 65-year-old white man from Twitter checking out the program.
There is a 65-year-old white man from Twitter checking out the program, and there's some white nigga from Australia checking out the program.
Yeah, anybody.
Oh, and because nigger is non-binary, it is a white male, or at least male red person from Australia checking out the program.
White niggas. Fucking, yeah, anybody white that listens to this program, you are very honest with yourself.
Yes. Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. Section 702, that's what they extended. I couldn't remember the number. So basically, the NSA is allowed to spy on Americans if they think you might be in touch with somebody who's on their list. But we don't know who makes the list and how.
So it's the Bush era no probable cause, which Barry extended and now Trump extended.
Yes.
Just like how Barry Hussein Obama extended the Bush tax cuts and Hillary Clinton did an 8-hour filibuster against it. I mean Bernie Sanders.
You mean Bernie Sanders.
All right, goddammit. Fucking rappers.
Oh, you don't want to do headlines first?
Headlines. Headline me up. I'll Alex Jones it. You say the headline and I'll riff. Let's Alex Jones it.
This one's kind of fucking serious, so I guess.
Just be serious. Come on, Phoenix Joseph Watson.
Wow.
What?
Oh, by the way, he retweeted fake news, like literal fake news. Because it was someone who's an anti-feminist made something called Medusa Magazine. And it's like a parody of feminists. And Paul was retweeting it because he thought it was real, and they were talking about something like psychic rape or psychological rape or something. And it's like, what happens when you fantasize a woman without her consent? Like, you masturbate while fantasizing about her, but you never tell her, and that's a form of rape. And he retweeted it because he thought it was real.
That's that Christian shit where if you think about it, you did it.
Yes.
Fucking fuckers.
California torture house, 13 siblings allowed to eat once a day, shower twice a year, found shackled to their beds.
America's a shithole country.
America is a shithole country. And, of course, the commentary is all their neighbors. We thought they were a good, upstanding Christian family who homeschooled their children. Obviously.
Well, actually, that headline you just gave me, they were a good, upstanding Christian family.
Yeah.
Moving along.
Deputy shoots and kills 16-year-old boy in courthouse.
Good cops.
Doing what they do.
That's like the homegirl pornography performer sex worker, Brittany Jones, performed a sex act in the courthouse while she was waiting to go in there about like a traffic ticket or something.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember that.
She's G. And I the only time I ever reposted her shit was when she was like, yo, fuck that 50 Shades of Grey, and was like, that shit ain't no fucking BDSM.
It's not.
Yeah, Brittany Jones is a G.
Because, you know, consent actually matters. Just saying. Larry Nassar, former doctor for the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team, sent a letter to the judge complaining that he should not have to listen to accusers describe how he sexually assaulted them in court because it's hard to hear.
Trigger warning. All right, we'll give you a trigger warning and you still have to hear it. Go fuck yourself. Moving along.
All right. U.S. Marshal dies and another officer is wounded while serving a warrant in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Wait, hold up. What was that?
U.S. Marshal dies and another officer wounded while serving a warrant in Harrisburg.
What's the bad part?
Oh, I didn't say it was bad. I was just telling you what happened.
That the person had a warrant at all. They ain't do shit, nigga. They was smoking a joint, nigga. Fuck you. Niggas just trying to smoke a joint and listen to some motherfucking Stone Temple Pilots. Nigga went to the UCD store.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, nigga went to the UCD store, got a copy of the shit. They were like, I'm a smoke a fucking joint, listen to some Stone Temple Pilots, you know, and fucking chill the fuck out. Then it would fucking, you know, go on YouTube and go to play that record, Three Little Pigs by Green Jelly.
Oh,
you know, yeah, they were gonna take it back. They were gonna have a good fucking time. You got a warrant out and go fuck yourself. I made all that up. I don't know the actual story.
And who needs to after that? Like, quite frankly. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie denied VIP entry at Newark Airport.
Wait. Chris Christie didn't get a VIP entry? Is he still the governor? Mm-mm. It says former governor.
Mm-hmm.
Who's governing that shit now? I don't know.
I don't know.
I fell behind, nigga. I be at work. Nigga, I fell way behind. I used to have this shit off the top of my head.
So, yeah, he didn't get it, and he's mad and kind of had a little tantrum from what I heard.
Did he hold an ice cream cone and yell at someone on the boardwalk again?
No.
Folks, just so you know, listen to this podcast, that video exists. Go on YouTube, type in Chris Christie ice cream cone boardwalk.
This one is from Fox News. I'm in it for the headline.
Oh, you Jews love headlines.
We do. MSNBC's Joy Reid walks back race remarks on conservative writer after bipartisan Twitter beatdown.
What the fuck? What is with that headline?
I don't know. It's just like the headline.
Bipartisan Twitter beatdown.
They said what they said.
I don't like anything anymore, man.
Really? Are you sure?
The thing is, yo, like, Joy-Ann Reid is a fucking corporatist fucking shill motherfucker to the core. But. What the fuck is with that headline?
I don't know, man.
And also, Twitter ain't that damn real. It's Twitter, motherfucker. It's fucking Twitter.
Don't tell that to Twitter users.
You said a gang of niggas is on Twitter listening. I'm telling you, nigga, Twitter ain't that goddamn real. It's because I hear that, like, I remember hearing niggas say, like, oh, they got Twitter beef. No, they don't. If it's on Twitter, it's not beef.
Beef is in these streets, nigga.
Jesus Christ. How the fuck you got beef with somebody in Nebraska and your ass is in Colorado? That's not beef. That's an interstate disagreement. It's not beef.
Police seize cocaine found hidden in pineapples.
It's a waste of pineapple. Pineapples, is that a source of vitamin C?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good juicy source.
It is juicy.
The fuck you putting cocaine in pineapples for? To transport?
Probably.
Why? Just join the police force and transport it in your cruiser.
That would probably be a safer option.
It's called Occam's Razor, people. I'm not even an academic, nigga. God damn. Shit. Get logical.
And finally, some good news. San Francisco therapists, volunteers, set up chairs and want to hear stranger stories. They put chairs out on a street and just let people come sit down and have a free therapy session.
Is this a man or woman? And the binary talk.
The name is Tracy, so probably a woman.
Okay.
Or a femme person.
Okay, so they probably, all right, so they're not going to be surprised. Because if this is a man, get ready for when women come and sit down in your chair.
Woo! Shit.
They're going to tell you some shit.
You know? Oh, and we're probably going to have a government shutdown.
We had one of those in 96. We had one in 2013. It's all right.
Yeah.
So people that want to go bicycling in your favorite fucking park, you can't go for a little while. Old people that voted Republican and couldn't go to, what was one of those national parks? Was it Yellowstone?
Mm-hmm.
That they couldn't go up in? So they were like, government shutdown? Yeah, that thing that you supported because Fox News supported, because your politician supported, now you can't go in the government park because the government is shut down, fucko.
Good. Oh, and 129 Inauguration Day protesters have had charges dropped.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, all protesters?
129 of them.
Oh, that's not yes all protesters.
It's not all protesters, but they just had a round of them who got their charges dismissed, so they're probably going to end up letting everybody go because it's just not worth the money to prosecute them.
All right.
Because we're finally reaching a point where, actually, you know what? People are more important than your goddamn windows.
Mm-mm. No, it's not. That's not what it is. You said it before. It's not worth the investment.
It's not worth the investment.
Yeah, there's still windows are still worth more.
See, and I keep telling y'all, like, I know some people think, like, Antifa is too much. They're damaging all this property. It's too extreme. You can fuck shit up, too. Just fuck up the books. Like, make a serious-ass boycott. Fucking drive down their numbers. Fucking stop letting them advertise. When you fuck up the books, you get results. Whether that is breaking windows at corporate or whether that's cutting corporate profits, fuck up the books, you get results.
And yo, an actual boycott. Mm-hmm. Like actually organize people who are regular customers of something to not be customers of a particular location.
Yep.
And take their money elsewhere. Because they probably still need or want the thing.
Right. And that's the thing, too, is I think people say, like, oh, just boycott. But they don't think about, okay, but this place, as horrible as it is providing a service or a need to the community. So you need to be able to replace that. Right. You're going to be like, oh, boycott Walmart because they abuse workers. Yes, they abuse workers, but niggas still need to eat. And lots of niggas grocery shop at Walmart. They're one of the leading people who get food stamp money.
Yeah.
So you need to, like, and here's where you can get food at an affordable price if you want to boycott Walmart. Like, you got to have that second step in place before you start your boycott.
Or, like, move your schedule around. Like people be like, yo, we all work full-time. Yes, I work full-time, but we also still do the podcast. Like, work full-time, and we still go out and have fun. Work full-time, we still watch Living Single and Lucifer.
Right.
So, like, cut out some of those things, right? So say like down the street from us is a store called Family Foods. Mm-hmm. Say we want to have a targeted boycott of Family Foods, and instead we're all going to take an extra little trip to Jewel Osco. Well, there's a big ass apartment complex of poor motherfuckers right next to that Family Foods that probably don't have, and everybody probably doesn't have a fucking car,
right,
to go to Jewel Osco.
Right.
So take that time that I would spend watching the Lucifer show and take those people to Jewel Osco, mm-hmm, so that we can have an organized, targeted boycott of Family Foods until Family Foods does whatever the fuck the thing is right that we're boycotting them for.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to have the alternative options in place for people.
Yeah, and have it available. Be available for that ride for those folks. And you know what? Use that same ride. Like, you don't have to take a financial hit on 100%. Use it to do your fucking grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Grocery shop together. You got trunk space, nigga.
Yeah. Or just, like, let everybody make a list. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then like just fucking a couple of people, like, fucking four cars go.
Yeah, be like, all right, who has an SUV or a truck? We taking y'all's cars and doing shopping for everybody.
Yeah, and then everybody throw, like, an extra, like, little $5 bing in because, hey, you can't unionize without a union budget. Everybody throw a little $5 bing, bing, bang in. Mm-hmm. You know, you got fucking 100 people throwing $5 in. That's $500 on the gas money. Nigga, that's a couple of weeks.
Several weeks worth of boycott money right there.
Yeah. And I bet you Family Foods get their shit together on whatever the thing is that, like, I mean, if we don't want that creepy dude being a cashier anymore, whatever the thing is.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing. It's like small-scale organizing like that is not that hard. It's just that people don't anticipate what goes into it. It's not hard to reschedule a grocery trip if you pre-plan it. Like, you got to have the preparations laid down and then you can work it out.
Yeah, and you have to want to do it more than you want to do the other thing.
Yeah.
Like, more than you want to sit down and watch that movie that you already saw 55. How many times you seen Harlem Nights? You don't need to watch it again, nigga. You know what happens.
He shot her in the toe. Which is another thing, too, is like, we can take turns doing shit like that. If there's a thing like, you really want to, you know, go to the movies or whatever, you can go to the movies and I'll do the grocery shopping this weekend. But then next weekend, you do the grocery shopping, I'm finna go to the movies.
Bingity bing, like, blam.
Just pre-plan shit out, nigga.
Yeah. The fuck? All right. Yeah. That's what happens. This is a good episode.
Tangent ding. Woohoo. All right.
Yeah, man. It's fucking wine. So it makes me wish we had fucking call-in callers that call in.
Ah, yeah, man.
All right.
But see, I think if we were going to do that, we would have to pre-plan. Haha. to let people know, like, what time we're going on so they know what time to call in.
Oh, you mean like how we used to do the program?
Yep. Yep. We're going on live at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
We used to be real tight on 10 p.m. We used to be real... Well, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were real tight on that. But then I moved here. Even just in getting ready to move here, man, like, the last couple of weeks I was in the last apartment, like, and then, like, helping my biological sister move into the other apartment, and then being there for 1 week, then getting on the plane, coming here. Yeah, shit changed up. Then I live in a part of the continent where now I'm used to getting up before the sun's up. But when the sun's coming up at 5:25 a.m., that'll confuse you.
Welcome to it.
Yeah, and I mean, at some points, like, the sun's up at, like, fucking 5:15. And by sun's up, I mean, if I can see any sunlight, I consider that the sun's up.
Right.
So, yeah, living in Illinois fucked with my coastal head.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
What?
That, like, you don't, the sun just comes up the same time all year round?
No, nah, especially if you think about it, how the time zones are cut, right? Fucking, like, the West Coast is 3 hours behind the East Coast.
Yeah.
But somehow the Midwest is only 1 hour behind it.
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
Well, the Midwest is closer east than Midwest makes it sound.
Should be an hour. Yeah, yeah, but, yeah, I guess, you know what, nigga, you just made sense. Sense making ass nigga. That old bullshit.
Hashtag Team Lightskin. Oh my god. I wish we had a fucking video on so y'all can see that look I just got. That was peak unamused melanin looking at me.
You have Will Smith.
You have Biggie Smalls.
Ah, fuck. That's, yeah. That's why we killed him.
Shit. Oh, shit. Oh, we ain't right.
Shit. All right, fucking, speaking of rappers, that's how we segue, right? That's the segue. Fucking, a young man that calls himself Offset of the Migos.
Yes.
Which, and we have an episode titled, All Black People Are Not Inherently Hip-Hop, where we riff about the Migos.
And just so you know, you can hear the displeasure in his tone. That was the same tone that carried that episode. There was much unamusement.
I'm not particularly impressed or anything else with the Migos. All right. And so one of the Migos was featured on another record by a young person called YFN Lucci. And the name of the record is Boss Life, and he comes on there, and he has one of his lines, which is about quick. We'll go ahead and play the audio.
Dripping, baby, excuse me. True. Whole lot of gang in here. Y'all side niggas, no names in here. No. Figuring close to club. Boy, they can't spend on a private lil. 60K solitaire. 60 ball. I cannot buy with.
So 60K solitaire. I cannot vibe with queers. So, which, he just didn't rhyme any fucking
thing. Yeah, I was about to, first of all, does that even rhyme?
Tear and queer. Like, if you accentuate it, force it, push
tear
it.
Tear choir?
He didn't. Like, yeah, you know what? You can barely push those. I don't know what fucking accent on this planet you could have where you could push that rhyme, but you can't to me. Okay, so I can't vibe with queers is what he said.
Yes, that's what he said.
And to my understanding, like, when I was a child, we were, like, had a football, and, like, sometimes it's like, okay, we played football with teams, we don't feel like doing that today, and there was a game you'd play where you try to get the football, and everybody tries to tackle you and take the football from you,
right?
And then when you have it, now everyone tries to tackle you and take it from you, just, and we called it Smear the Queer.
Yes.
I can't say we called it that, that name existed, and I just, I was a kid outside playing.
We did that with a kickball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And my biological mother, her friend Vivian Torres, she died in 1996. Same thing, AIDS. And she made us all stop. And she was like, "What did you guys say?" He said, because, you know, like, they had AIDS, and in their AIDS groups, they made a bunch of gay friends.
Right.
And, you know, so they're like, hey, they're like, you're talking about our friends when you say that.
Right.
And so she was like, "You said Smear the Queer?" And, we're like, yeah, it's the football game, because we didn't know what the word queer was. It just rhymed.
Right, right.
And she was like, queer is gay people, and that's, you know, those are people. Like, those are the people that we have our meetings with on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And, we were like, oh, no shit, you know? We didn't say that, but, you know, that was the reaction. Like, no shit. And so she was like, yeah, just, like, you know, call it a different name, or don't call it anything. Just play the game, but, like, don't talk about smearing queers.
No, see, that's a completely different, like, background than I had on that game. Because I grew up in a red county. we knew exactly what it meant. And they were like, well, obviously, because, you know, the one person with the ball is the one who gets tackled. Like, you kind of get pounded, and that was the idea, was you were supposed to beat down on the person who had the ball because it was like they were gay, and that's what you're supposed to do to gay people. We knew, we knew exactly what the fuck it meant, and that's why it was called that, as far as I knew.
Yeah, I had West Coast privilege.
Yeah, I was,
A wee bit more progressive.
It was not very progressive where I was.
And then she tangented on it a little bit, and she was also like, and I don't like the word smear either, because it makes me think of, like, you're, like, smearing Dookie or something. Like, ew. No smearing.
No, I smeared the face in the mud. It was a very like, hyper-masculine, aggressive thing. Intentionally so.
Yeah. And so I learned that word to mean, like, gay people.
Yes.
At that age. And still, I didn't really know what gay was, really, till I was, like, 12. Not, mm-hmm. like, 12. When I was 12. Like, be specific. Mm-hmm. William. And it's like, so we just didn't use that term anymore. And eventually we get so old, we don't play anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, like, I'm on the internet now, fast forward to the now times, and I see folks talking, and, like, queer has evolved, right? Like, queer seems to more now be, like, the non-binary kids.
I mean, it's that, too, but most people usually either frame it as, like, queer as far as sexuality or queer as far as gender, because it's either gender queer or queer in most places. Like, they're kind of trying to mix it up a little bit more now, but.
And I heard myself. I said the non-binary kids, like, there's not grown, right? Because I'm not even that old. I'm 34, and I'm looking at everybody like, you kids. I like you kids. You're good kids. Yeah, like, I'm fucking 34. I work with people way older than me on a regular basis. But, yeah, man, so, yeah, you probably know more about it. You're one of them queer niggas.
I am one of them queer niggas. No, that's something that I've noticed, is that it has been, as time goes on, getting more and more into queer, because this is the thing, is so we talk about, like, LGBTQ, you know, so that includes trans, right? And trans, there's people who, are just, like, straight up trans, there's people who identify as trans, but, like, non-binary, or, you know, genderqueer, so it's all kind of coming together, because with LGBTQ, with sexuality and gender in a lot of ways, you know, kind of coming together. So I have seen queer being used more generically, I guess, where it could be sexuality or gender. But, you know, when I was younger, it was specifically for sexuality. And, you know, shit evolves. Yeah. It does.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, and I think, like, I don't know what kind of expressions you heard about queer when you came up, but I know another one that was, I heard a lot when I was coming up was, especially about gay men in particular, was he's queer as a $3 bill.
Oh, I've heard that, but, like, on television.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was always, like, not just identifying somebody as being gay or being bisexual or whatever, but specifically identifying them as being bad and specifically other for their sexuality. Yeah.
Yeah, and also, and I remember, I think I looked in a dictionary at that time. I think I did. I had a thick fucking dictionary for a child.
Yes.
And I think all I saw for it had nothing to do with, like, gay people when I looked at the definition. Yeah. It just meant, like, weird.
Yeah, it just means different or weird. But that's the thing, is that gay people were considered to be queer because they were not heterosexual, and by default, even though they, you know, look like you and talk like you and dress like you and have, you know, work in the same workplace as you do and eat the same foods as you do and go to the same church as you do, they're still queer because they're different because of their sexuality. And that was how it was, you know, basically, it was almost like a heterosexual dog whistle, really, to say, like, this person is other and they're bad for being other, so we're going to use queer because, you know, you can't call someone, like, oh, that homo, or oh, that, you know, dyke, or, you know, whatever the term was. So, you know, queer became kind of that, you know, that dog whistle of, like, thugs. We all know what everybody means when they say thug. We know what you mean. You just can't say what you mean in public.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was kind of what queer always was that it was identifying somebody as other, but being very, very bad for the way that they were other because they didn't have the same sexuality as you.
Yeah, and so, and this nigga said, I can't vibe with queers.
Right.
Right, and that's the whole thing. It's not, he didn't elaborate or anything. He just kept on, I don't know, rapping? Was that rapping? I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck he's doing. I don't know what the fuck.
Alt poetry? I don't know.
Mumble mouth, trap house shit. I don't know.
Yeah, just a fucking bizarre speech pattern.
I really can't wait for this genre to die out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready. But then I'm scared, like, fucking kids now, like, coming up on this, what kind of trash are they going to give us?
Fuck it, they're not giving it to us. We just, us old niggas, we just have to rap for and to each other.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, I had an idea, something that we have to do,
Yes.
What was it? I'll have to dig it up. It's in my notes over in the kitchen. Mm. Matter of fact, here, I'll go grab that note, and, while you tell these folks what the hell this young lad said.
Oh, in
his apology.
Really? But yeah. I don't have the accent.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
I have several accents. Southern is not one of them. So first of all, I would just like to point out that, I question this man's business sense to a certain extent. Like, you're fucking millionaire, you're rich, you apparently have awards for rapping somehow, some way. I don't know how that happened. You should probably be able to afford to hire a social media coordinator to tweet and Instagram for you so you don't sound silly when you say things. Apparently, he has not taken that advice because he made his own statement about what he meant by queer. Here, you get to read it. You're back.
What?
What?
There are no periods, no commas, no semicolons.
So you're just trying to guess the tonal inflection and meaning, just like when he raps.
I'm pretty sure that the only reason why I is capitalized is because of autocorrect. And, here it goes. I apologize to anybody I offended by the word queer. I was not referring to sexuality. I was referring to my reality of not hanging around people that want to post me and stalk me. Sorry it was taken as the wrong content. Only God can judge. I don't. I love all my fans, no matter race, sexuality. No matter race, sexuality.
I mean,
nigga.
Like,
and I get that you're too lazy to rhyme, but you're too lazy for the word or? It's two letters, nigga.
Well, I think this is the thing. I know, like, a lot of people, and I'm one of these people on social media, my typing be horrible. I have all kinds of typos and grammatical errors. I understand that's very common on social media. However, when you're trying to make a statement to explain something, you want that statement to be clear. You want it to be concise. You want it to convey a certain message. I have no idea what the fuck he's trying to convey here. The word queer, I was not referring to sexuality. Since when has queer not meant gay people? Like, I have so many questions. And if somebody, you know, knows about this, then, you know, get at me on Twitter and tell me about it. Maybe this is some weird, obscure Southern thing. I don't know. I have never known a context of any point in time when queer has not meant anything but gay people. Or maybe trans people, because, like, oh, it's a dude in a dress. You know, that's kind of attitude, but it's always been about somebody's sexuality or perceived sexuality. Like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Let's go back over it.
Yeah, let's go back over it.
Let's assume that commas and periods and whatnot are in here.
Okay, you just gonna guess where they go.
Greetings, fellow Americans. My name is Offset. I represent the Migos. And I apologize to anybody I offended by the word queer. I was not referring to sexuality. I was referring to my reality of not hanging around people that want to post me and stalk me. Sorry, it was taken as the wrong content. Okay. I got it. Taking it from the top. I apologize to anybody I offended by the word queer. I was not referring to sexuality. I was referring to my reality of not hanging around people that want to post me and stalk me. Sorry it was taken as the wrong content. Only God can judge. I don't. I love all my fans, no matter race, sexuality. Maybe he's saying some progressive shit, right? Because he's saying, no matter how you race, to evolve your sexuality.
What?
Sister.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the thing.
The Migo man is progressivizing, not me.
I don't think so.
I understand. why that nigga from what was it from the Progressive Army said he's hates himself for liking the program.
Yes,
I get it. I get it, nigga. Mr. Fancy Slacks, you like my ghetto ass, nigga.
Yes, I'm everybody like your ghetto ass.
I'm not
nigga.
Really that ghetto ass.
I mean,
I'm just blue collar, man. That's the thing. I'm blue collar,
but you like was there so long. Sometimes the hood just pop out.
Huh? What?
Huh?
That's not true.
What?
What's hood?
Oh, really?
What is this hood?
So last night was...
Well, I was wearing a hooded sweatshirt?
Yeah, okay.
Wait, what last night? What happened?
Oh, you was being silly. You said something like, oh, fuck that nigga cuz. That on the set, fuck that nigga cuz. I was like, what the
Wait,
hell?
What? Yeah, right.
Like, I don't even know what we were talking about. That just came out of nowhere. Fuck that nigga cuz.
Hmm.
I was like, oh, okay. Well, there's that.
There was a minor disagreement.
Now here's the thing about Migos. So Rolling Stone published a piece recounting a night in the studio with Migos. At one point, the writer brought up fellow Atlanta rapper, I Love McConan. I'm probably saying your name wrong. I don't know who the fuck you are. Coming out. So this is obviously an openly gay rapper. And the trio, quote, got apprehensive. The author described an awkward pause as Migos considered how an artist who rapped about trapping could be gay, as if the two concepts were opposed. He also noted that the announcement got a wave of support online, which Offset took exception to. That's because the world is fucked up, he said. So the gay rapper got love because the world is fucked up. That was Offset. Who, by the way, when he says, I don't fuck with queers, didn't mean gay people.
Damn, does the Rolling Stone person name the gay rapper?
I Love McConan, or whatever
that, that's the name?
Look it, right here, that's it, right? McConan? What
the fuck kind of name is
that? I don't
know,
nigga!
I'm gonna see, let's see if they're whack. You keep going with the story.
So that happened. And then when Offset said, that's because the world is fucked up, Takeoff and Quavo, whatever the fuck that nigga's name is, all agreed. So they have a fucking history of saying homophobic shit. And then on top of that, remember the whole Katy Perry thing? Right?
Drag queen.
Yes, yes. So they were the performers on Saturday Night Live with Katy Perry. And for Katy Perry's act, she was doing her track Swish Swish and had a bunch of drag queens. But the Migos wouldn't get on stage until some of the drag queens got off. So, but yeah, let's just pretend that this time when he said queers, he meant not gay people. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like, nigga, just say it outright, nigga. Like, be honest about it. That's what's, it's weird and it's headliney and it's newsworthy and it's commentary worthy because you're fucking lying. Be honest.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Regarding the Saturday Night Live performance, one of the drag queens was quoted as saying, I was a performer that was supposed to dance on a table during rehearsal for 3 days, but on the day of the actual filming, when I got there, I was told to leave. I was asking what happened. They said it was because Migos didn't feel comfortable with having drag queens there. Another drag queen said, I heard it from the stylist. They changed the queens out in the Bon Appetit number and didn't seem thrilled during rehearsal with us there. Migos held up rehearsal because they, quote, weren't comfortable with drag queens being there. Like, but see, so you won't perform with, on a stage, not even perform with the drag queens. They were the fucking backup dancers, so it wasn't like you were performing with them. So y'all won't perform with drag queens. You say that the only reason gay rappers get love is because the world is, quote, fucked up. But now you want to sit here and talk about, when I say queer people, I don't mean the gays.
You see,
nigga, you mean the gays.
And that black conservative crowd that, you know, I call them the children of Welsing, Francis Cress Welsing. And Neely Fuller as well, like the children of Fulzing, the children of Welsing and Fuller, like they pushed the idea, and this particularly like Gus T. Renegade and Tariq Nasheed and all those heads, they pushed this idea that that white Hollywood, and Tariq calls them the dominant society, are really trying hard to push the gay agenda on black people. And it's like, if it's in the entertainment industry, it's because it's selling. Welcome to it. High femme black men that are big performers can sell and make money. Ask RuPaul Charles or anyone that has benefited from being in business contact with RuPaul Charles. Like, y'all niggas always want to talk that Boyce Watkins black money shit. That's business, nigga. I bet you RuPaul Charles got more money than Boyce Watkins.
Yeah.
Nigga, like, it's business. Like, if you actually watch RuPaul's Drag Race, it's an institution. RuPaul is actually, it doesn't matter who wins the show. Fuck who wins the show. The competition, that's a side thing. That is an education. RuPaul is teaching these little niggas how to get money in the drag performance business.
Yep.
It's money. Like, who's that? There's that television program. God damn it. It's on the Netflix. Some white woman got kidnapped by some crazy man, ableism on my end there, and was down in like a underground bunker. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
And there's that dark skinned high femme black man on that program.
Bye.
Right. He's on there because high femme black men that know how to perform big can sell it, and now what he does, like commercials and shit.
Yeah,
he is business. He's getting his money, and the people in business contact with him are getting money. That shit is not an agenda they're trying to push on you to make you gay too, because again, like, niggas can point back to whatever, like buck breaking in slavery day, like,
yeah, okay.
if all that shit was like such an elaborate plan, why is it failing so hard? Why are so many of us still hetero?
But here's the thing though, is like, you ever think about shit, like, you have a fucking world where like RuPaul can have a career at the same time someone like, I don't know, DMX can have a career. Like, why not get you a black community who can do both?
Yeah.
Like, how about that?
Yeah, right, because when DMX was popping off, RuPaul Charles was in that film, the one with the cheerleader.
I don't know that
But
one.
I'm a cheerleader. Oh, that's the name of it.
Yeah. And had the show. RuPaul had a show. Remember that?
I don't remember that.
RuPaul had a show on VH1. That's how Michelle Visage got with him.
Fucking Michelle Visage.
Yeah, but like, that was how those two got together. Like, yeah, it was a fucking... I hate the thing is that black men have to be hyper masculine all the time. It's like, some people are just femme. Let them fucking live. Like, but this is the thing that was like, it literally doesn't matter to you. Like, if some nigga who lived on the street liked to suck dick, it has absolutely nothing to do with your household, with your life, with your job, with how you pay your taxes, with what medications you're on, with your marriage, with how your car runs, with whatever the fuck you are doing with your life. It literally doesn't matter. And niggas are... Y'all weird about that, man. Shit.
Like, that's why, like, if you listen to old Wine Cellar, like, one of my, not a bumper, but, like, just something I had in the soundboard was the homegirl Frick Face, the only white woman that's allowed to hug me, is, she said, homophobes tend to have the gayest thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That's so real, because homophobes are constantly thinking about penises and man's asses, and they're constantly thinking about men gobbling some dong and just, like, smacking their forehead against a ball sack, just blap, blap, blap. Homophobes are always thinking about that. Homophobes tend to be the same motherfuckers, because I was around them, like, in some areas of the hip-hop community locally, mm-hmm. like a microcosm of the hip-hop community, where they'd be like, why the fuck is Beyonce Knowles with Jay-Z? Why she ain't with a nigga like Usher? And it's like, go ahead and put the other words that you're... Why she ain't with a fine-ass nigga like Usher? Mm-hmm. Like, say the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Nigga, like, homophobes have the gayest thoughts.
It's weird. It's fucking weird.
If you'd stop thinking about gay shit all the time, you wouldn't be homophobic. And I mean it when I put phobic on there. Like, I don't just throw that suffix around flippantly. Irrational, illogical fear.
Yep.
Irrational and illogical.
Yeah, because it is illogical, because, like, what the fuck is that to you? Like, it doesn't matter. And, I remain, like, y'all be talking about, you know, niggas want to brag about, oh, I got pussy, and I got this bitch here, and I got this hoe there. Well, why are you not thinking about pussy, then? Why are you thinking about this nigga dick? Why are you thinking about dicks?
Yeah, like, it's weird. Like, men are thinking about men when having sex with women, because they can't wait to tell a man the story, right?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, what was that? There was a, was it that, some old movie from the 70s, man, where some guy got shot. It's not Cooley High, something like that. Some shit like that. Where, like, a teenage boy had sex with a teenage girl and immediately was like, I can't wait to tell my guy that I won the bet. Oh, like, so you were thinking about this guy the whole time. And
what? That's why women never get off, because y'all thinking about men instead of the woman in front of you.
Yep, they're like, oh, man, my homeboy got some nice pecs there. I am very hetero. And what the fuck? There was another one, Martin Lawrence, and it was like, it was kind of like Boomerang.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it was in 1995. I wish I could remember these things better. But, like, I think the character he was playing against may have been Robin Givens, if I remember right.
Hmm, okay.
Yeah, and he fucking, his character had sex with her character, jumped up and immediately called his friend.
That's weird to me, y'all.
I'll never forget, like, some of the homeboys were telling me about a sexual and whatever.
Like, and a totally, like, I don't know. I don't even gonna say selfish, because it's not selfish, but on a observational note, if you just got done fucking...
Yeah.
And you have the energy to get up and tell an entire hyperbolic ass colorful story to your nigga. You did not put in enough work in the sex part.
Hmm.
You should be tired.
Or you just held the vibrator. I've done that. Wine Cellar After Dark. Patreon only content.
But yeah, I don't know. I just, it's weird to me. Like, they're obsessed with this whole, like, oh, the gays. It's like, it doesn't fucking matter. So what? So what? You know?
Yeah.
And then the idea that being gay is unnatural, and it was something that was taught to us by Europeans, like...
That's that Francis Cresswell's bullshit. And I remember motherfucking Tim Wise, his old buster ass, he wanted to walk that shit back, because he called it what it was. He said it's pseudoscientific bullshit.
Yeah.
And then when Gusty Renegades old mark ass has Tim Wise old mark ass on the phone, these two mark ass niggas had a mark ass nigga exchange, and Tim Wise was like, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean, like, fuck both
y'all. You meant what the fuck you said. It's fucking standby. Because you wasn't wrong. That's the thing. You wasn't wrong. But it's like... The idea that somehow sexuality is limited to being hetero if you have African DNA.
Yeah.
Then, like, do you realize how fucking out there that sounds? Only certain races of people can be homosexual naturally.
Especially considering we're the oldest human beings on the planet. Everything came from us.
I don't know. It's weird.
Like, of course we gave you gay. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Right. Enjoy the prostate massage, nigga. What?
All right. And we started the reach around, too. I think that was West Africa. I think they had... I think West Africa. Yeah, they started the reach around. Revolutionized the game. Yes. No one had any idea. Like, they were just like, I'm just going to grip his hips and rock. Just grip his hips and rock. And it was like, wait a second. I can grip with one hand and reach with the other. Hold on. And then I can give him a reach around kind of jerk at the same rhythm that I'm rocking. Now we're going. It's the man dance. The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump. Reach around me, baby. Like, really? Nigga, what? Everything came from
dance?
Africa.
The man dance?
The man dance.
Also, you look like you were in an elliptical ski set right there.
In the man cave. That's why they called the man cave.
That's what they called the man cave.
All right. It's a little exploration, that's all.
It is a little exploration.
That's right. Little excavation. If he didn't booty douche right, it's an
douche
excavation.
First, I tell you first.
Yeah, boy, but if you douche first and then you fart, that's called volcanic ashen. All right, I want y'all to pay attention and learn some things while you're in the wine cellar.
Oh my god, we ain't right.
What?
But no, like, for real though, I don't understand the homophobia. It's just like, it's nothing to you if somebody else is gay. Like, it's not. You know, because it's not something that, like, you teach. You can't, like, teach gayness. Or you can't, like, touch somebody and catch gayness. Like, it's not, you know, it's not, that's not how it works. And it's just really, really frustrating that we are so stuck in this conservative-ass mindset. And you know what bothers me the most is that this shit came from Christianity, you know? Like, and to a certain degree, Islam. But it was like these fucking Abrahamic religions, the ones that had the biggest hand in the slave trade, got us the most fucked up because we're following morals of their fucking whack-ass deities where it's like, oh, you can't be gay, that's a sin. Like, man, fuck that shit. Like, we fucking had, before, you know, Christianity, before colonization, we fucking had, like, fucking deities that could change their sex, could change their gender. Fucking gay shit happening, fucking lesbian shit happening, fucking trans shit happening. Like, and now, it's unnatural to be gay. Okay, who told you that? White Jesus? White Jesus don't love your black ass. Don't trust white Jesus.
And again, homophobes having the gayest thoughts. Like when I hear niggas say shit like, run a train on her. You mean all you guys in the bedroom naked together with only one woman?
Yes.
And then you're all just kind of swapping jizz?
Spit roast.
Spit roast. All
right. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah, which is like, but I was thinking about that. Like, okay, so she's giving oral to one dude. So you're facing her face, right? Because you're putting your penis in her mouth.
Yeah.
And your homeboy is fucking her from the back. So yeah. Y'all facing each other.
Yeah, just sort of. Just, how you doing, Dave?
Some gay shit.
Man, gotta do my taxes. All right, that's pretty good. What's going on down here? All right, that's Anne. She's nice.
I can't imagine how that is seen as like the pinnacle of masculinity, but two dudes consensually giving each other blowjobs is gay as fuck. Like, there's not a lot of difference.
No, like, those two guys, they're just neighborly. Whew. And those are just a couple of nice fellas.
They might be.
Trying to help each other relax after a hard day's work. Mm-hmm. All right?
Everybody deserves to rub one out after work.
Hey, way better than a foot rub, I'll tell you what.
Yes.
Right, what the fuck is
wrong with us? I don't even know, man.
I wanted to see if this fucking rapper's whack. This, man. I love Mekonnen.
Considering that they are also from the South and a trap rapper, I have very, very low expectations for what's about to happen.
You're cruel. All right,
I'm honest, nigga.
Let's see where this motherfucker is with it. The name of this record is Back on the Zan. It's on the YouTubes, the official music video with 1.3 million views.
Awesome.
Holy shit. All right, Back on the Zan.
All my shit, I set it up. Hey, back on it.
Oh, he is about to spit. Do you know how nice this is about to be?
You know goddamn well he is not.
This motherfucker's about to serve it.
Miss Bro, Nick Stupid.
What, you're not feeling this?
Ugh.
You're not feeling this.
Fine.
You're not feeling the heat. Check out, no. Yo, he's about to swerve on this beat. Back on the Zans, back on the Molly. Back on the Zans, back on the Zans, back on the Molly. Wow, that's like a...
All they do is repeat words that don't rhyme over a crappy beat. What is this?
Nigga, literary art, motherfucker. Thought you knew.
It's not art.
Yeah,
it's not even literary. What the fuck are you talking about?
He wrote it. He literalized it.
Did he write it?
Yeah, he was literifying.
Like on a napkin with a crayon?
Yes. It was Crayola, though. It was real nice crayon. It wasn't that Rose nigga, art shit.
It, nigga.
They were nice crayons.
Nigga, that was crazy art.
He got colored pencils,
which
too.
Is cheaper than Rose art. It was crazy art. Don't fucking play with me.
Nuh-uh. They got the markers that smell like the color they is. You don't know nothing. Mm-hmm. Famous Collider don't know nothing, folks. That's your takeaway from this here program.
Okay.
Back on the Zans. Did he say Glock on the wrist, fucking the fist?
I don't know
what the fuck he said. I'm going with Glock on the wrist, fucking the fist.
Wouldn't
I'm going
your Glock
with that.
Not be on your wrist, but in your hand?
Nah, man, on your wrist. It's a balancing act, nigga. Thought you knew. Because you should play with guns. I actually don't know what the fuck he said,
though.
What is he, a
5-year-old white kid from Texas?
Maybe.
Yeah, all in the six, ripping that bitch. Yeah, all in the condo, two. Hey, fuck around, left Chicago, I'm like Ron.
See? Yeah, you better have fucking left Chicago, nigga.
Up in the condo. I guess condo rhymes with Chicago. I think that's what he was going for there.
Condo, Chicago.
Yeah.
dope too. Yeah, back up the Molly, yeah, back up the Zans, hey, hit Linux man, hit your boy, yeah, with a gram, hey, I keep the plan, Uncle Sam, yeah, red, white, and blue, no, I keep it true, do the do, hey, with no crew, who the fuck?
My nigga said do the do. This shit is whack as fuck. This is fucking garbage. Do the do.
How the fuck did this pop, but you never got a record deal?
Man, a gang of niggas is nice and get record deals, man. It's not just me.
No, it's not just like, but like, you have drunk. Then also, you have drunk freestyles at 1 o'clock in the morning that are better than what I just heard.
Better than that.
Yes.
Better than what's about to come next.
Yes.
I have my doubts.
Okay.
You are back up the Molly and back up the Zans. Hey, back up the Zans. Woo. Back up the Molly.
Yeah.
Back up the Zans. Yeah.
Back on the Zans.
Bitches got plans. Hey, I got no friends. Yeah. Suffering for clans. Oh, shit.
Hey, no, you know, you. But you have to understand, you don't have any friends because you want to rap every time they're around. You always want to put in your tape at the house party.
Fuck it up, get it right back again. Cause back up the Molly, back up the Zans. Bitch with the plan, feel like the sand. All this goddamn water in my hand. Oh my goodness, yes you can. African or European. All the way down with Australians. Fuck around in and...
I don't know what the fuck you're saying. African, European, all the way down to what?
I think that you're not supposed to know what they're saying, because if you don't actually know what they're saying, you can't prove that it didn't rhyme. I'm pretty sure that's what's happening at this point.
Okay, so apparently doing the do is a theme for this record. Mm. Alright, so apparently this nigga's whack. The mother niggas is whack and homophobic. Everything sucks.
Everyone is horrible.
Jesus Christ.
Everything is awful.
How about you fund us doing dope shit? PayPal.me/Phoenix and William, Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. Father Muckers, have a good one.
Bye.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I was thinking of this at work. You know that record where it's like, forever, my lady.
Yes.
Like, we could be like, forever, I'm shady. I'm kind of fucking mean. Yes. I'm spilling the tea as real as can be. It's exactly as it seems. That shit, I think that'd be pretty funny.
We are kind of shady.
We just gotta get that instrumental and we can do it, make it a little short clip.
Nice.
Be funny talks. Yo, like that Aaliyah shit, right?
What you got?
I don't know. It's the same thing I always have. I only have like one verse memorized anymore, right? We have issues to cover. Black bodies in the street. Native women missing, getting slaughtered as we speak. Start shooting cops from their faces to feet. We have more by the numbers. Let them taste the defeat. Socialize the justice and make it complete. Quantify the type of liberation I seek. Economic and environment, the silent release of the quieted majority that tried to compete. But the system is rigged up by the elite. Took the veggies off their plate, now there's hatred and beef. Took the steady job and pay, sent it straight overseas. Now we're left with the stress that we'll take to the street. Chained up, beat down, choked and poisoned. They would love for us to muzzle up and hold the noise in. But fuck that, we'll knock a hole in the fence. Burn the corporation down and knock the owner to chop the owner to bits.
Chop the owner to bits, yes. You gotta do that punch a Nazi one again too.
You gotta do that.
I missed that one.
Punch a Nazi.
Punch a Nazi in the face. Yeah, that was good. Mm-hmm.